813 Galesburg's Morning News. Sam Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Joined by the president of G&M Distributors here in Galesburg, Adam Vitale. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Glad to have you back with us here this morning. Well, the initial reason I had gotten a hold of you, and it was caused a little bit of a controversy, started with the Super Bowl ads that, and I think ever in general, no matter what products you drink or whether you drink or not, people have always loved the Bud Light commercials. They've been outstanding.
Absolutely. They're always fun.
Well, yeah. they were still fun this year, but they kind of made a change, and there, I guess there was a reason behind it, which most of us didn't know why, but you know, the change and you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're talking about corn syrup. There's corn syrup in these other beers and not in our beers.
And correct,
like,
yeah.
Well, and you know, like almost inferring that it was a bad thing, which they didn't really say that, but well,
no,
the other beers have
never,
that.
Yeah.
But so it upset some, especially some farmers here in the Midwest, especially the corn growers. So then those ran and still running sometimes, but then more recently, I was telling you off the air here on our stations, Anheuser-Busch actually bought commercials through RFD, and I'm sure they were running a lot of stations that carry ag programming that were kind of, they weren't really apologetic. They weren't really backtracking on what they said. They were just talking about how Anheuser-Busch supports American farmers and the amount of corn they buy from Illinois farmers and the amount of rice and all that, which, like, I understand that, but you're almost, you seem like you're kind of backtracking. So let's backtrack ourselves and as to the reason. And do you guys get feedback before an ad campaign comes out or after, or just if something's controversial, do they contact you?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. So we obviously, as a distributor, we don't control or right. do any of the creative. That's not our role in the industry. But occasionally we get the pre-launch and we get to hear about the commercials, which is a lot of fun. And I love this medieval world that Bud Light is in. It's a lot of fun, and it's a really popular thing that, you know, with all the different TV shows.
Game of Thrones
is huge, exactly, with the Bud Light Knight getting killed during the Super Bowl, which was one of my favorite commercials. And other than I hope he somehow revives.
Yeah, right.
this is a fun way of talking about what consumers are really demanding right now, which is transparency and labeling. And we're seeing this really growth in consumers, whether it's beer, whether it's cereal, whether it's a granola bar, protein bar, they want to know what's in their product and what they're putting in their body. And so this campaign is really about what is in beer. And, you know, beer isn't governed by the FDA. It's governed by the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau, known as the TTB, and they don't require labeling. But Bud Light has taken this leadership role and said, we're going to tell consumers what's in our beer. And our beer is clean, it's simple, it's got no preservatives, no artificial flavors, hops, barley, water, and rice. It doesn't have corn syrup. And we view that as a point of differentiation between us and our competitive set.
Okay, now, so it wasn't to say, oh, corn syrup is bad.
Oh, no, absolutely
it's just,
not.
We're different. Here's
we're
why
different.
We are different
exactly.
from our competitors.
Here's
okay.
why we're different. We use corn. Anheuser-Busch, like we talked to you just mentioned, buys corn grit. We buy a lot of it. Actually, Illinois, we buy more corn from Illinois than any other state. And we use that in our value brands. One of my favorite beers, Busch Light, it's got corn grit, corn syrup in it. Natural Light corn syrup, and King Cobra's got corn syrup in it. So we do use it. It's just we don't use it in Bud Light. And we view that as a big point of differentiation. And I really think that's why Bud Light has just that crisp, clean, refreshing taste, is it's just simple, pure, with no preservatives.
Yeah. And I think just the issue was the way the campaign came across, like, oh, corn syrup bad.
Sure, sure.
Us good, them bad. Because of that. So maybe it's just the way that it came across. Because, I mean, obviously a lot of the corn farmers know how much corn and grain that Anheuser-Busch buys from, especially here in Illinois.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, they buy 100% of their corn in the United States, 100% of the rice in the United States, you know, a ton of barley from the United States, all from family farms. And that's really, really important. And that's really at the core of our the value system within Anheuser-Busch, is to support the local farmers. And they've got multi-generational relationships with barley farmers in Idaho. And just it's important to them.
Well, I know there was some backlash, at least talking.
Yes.
So did that, from what you saw, any effect at all on Anheuser-Busch in general or Bud Light products or for you guys as a company?
You know, it's actually interesting. The majority of the feedback and things we saw was very positive.
Okay.
People are... One, I think they're proud to drink Bud Light, and I also think that they are thrilled that I now know what's in my beer. We don't bury it in some website. We aren't trying to hide things. We're not, you know, there's not a lot of ton of chemicals. I think this is in beer's in general's chance to fight back and say, look, you know, there's always this perception. Oh, you drink beer, you get a beer belly. Well, premium domestic light lagers actually got less calories and lower carbs than a lot of alcoholic drinks, well, a lot of spirits drinks and wine drinks. So this is a great opportunity to kind of launch a whole new look at beer.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it didn't have effect because you guys have absolutely no control over that message at all. Anyway.
Yeah, no,
so, Adam Vitalis, the president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning, talking about some of their products. So, all right, I can get past that. Now. Right. I understand it more now, but I just think the way it came across, we were real confused. Like, well, wait a minute, and then when they started running this other commercial, like, you know, and to me, it's like, well, maybe you should be running that one on television also to a wider audience.
And you're going to see some stuff with the Budweiser brand and the Barley Farmers coming up. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see, you know, some of the multi-generational relationships we've got. We've got some really awesome things going on with brand Budweiser where it's all brewed with wind energy now. And so we've really taken some kind of progressive stances on it. Again, but a lot of it based on what consumers are demanding and what consumers want and what's important to them is, you know, consumers want purpose-driven brands, and we're really trying to shape our brands into those.
Yeah, and as a huge corporation, that's sometimes not easy to do to get that in people's heads. It's like, oh, they're huge, huge corporate America. They're against us.
And, and it's really interesting because, you know, obviously Anheuser-Busch is a big company, global company. They've got breweries all over the world. But it's such a consumer-grounded company as well, and they're in touch. And I think that a lot of that is also driven because we've got local distributors across the United States too that are deeply ingrained in their own communities. So it's a unique business model that really works and keeps us in touch with consumers and keeps us local and really keeps distributors and the brewery grounded.
Yeah, and you guys included G&M how many years now? 70?
Since 1946.
1946, yeah. Okay. So, it's been a little while.
Yeah, since – yeah.
Adam Vitale is the president of G&M Distributors. You know, one of the things you mentioned, some of your brands, you mentioned the Natural Light. I was looking at just some of the products that you guys distribute that under the Anheuser-Busch label. And okay, Natural Light, I knew. And I know a lot of people call it Natty or
Exactly,
Natty Light.
Natty Light.
But you actually have two other products. And explain these to me.
Okay.
Natty Daddy and Natty Rush. What are those?
Okay, so Natty Daddy and Natty Rush are for those consumers looking, it's a little higher octane beer.
Okay.
Natty Daddy's just got a little more fuller flavor than Natty Light.
Okay.
So think of it as more of just a full bodied beer. And then Natty Rush is a flavored beer. So it's got lots of different flavors and things. And we've actually got a new one that is killer. It's called Natter Days, which is a strawberry lemonade beer.
Oh, wow.
And it is. Natter Days. Awesome. And just released. So brand new. It's a really fun. I think it'll be a good summertime beer.
Yeah. Well, I know when I was last year when we did our show from Ballpark Village and I did.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, I did the brewery tour.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they were giving samples of something that was it might have been like your the strawberries that those,
oh the Ritas
those,
yes
the Ritas I think it might have been of those because I know there was a strawberry and
yeah
man they were strong
yeah
I know that
yeah, and those we've just actually launched a Rita Spritzer's line which is a lighter version of that lower calorie lower carb and so that'll be another one of those perfect for summer drinks there's an incredible amount of innovation coming out which is a lot of makes the industry a ton of fun
well that's why I thought maybe with Natty Rush I'm thinking okay is that one of those now because now I know a lot of people are doing mixed drinks with like Red Bull and stuff
right,
like that. Well, maybe that's something that's – but that's not what – the Rush
no,
is not about that.
No, but there is a great new mixed drink that I'm thrilled with. Michelada is a traditional Mexican drink.
Okay.
And it's typically beer and, you know, tomato juice. And so we've got a new mango Michelada coming out. So beer, tomato juice, and mango sounds a little different.
Interesting.
Awesome stuff. And a little spice, and it makes it fun.
Well, to me, I've gotten to the point, anything with mango in it now, because I know we talked about you guys carry Teavana products now.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of different a mango, and then what is it? Was it apple mango or pear mango?
Yeah, we got
pear mango. Was that it?
I'm trying to think if we've got the pear. We've also got a new sparkling one, too.
Yeah, so the sparkling
it's hard to keep all the flavors together.
Oh my
we've got so many of them.
And I never used to like flavored iced tea at all, but those are
the peach green tea is still my favorite.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really, really good stuff. All right. Well, so many different products you've got. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. You know, one of the favorite new ones that I got to try it on the brewery tour was the Michelob Ultra Pure Gold.
Yes. That's that's probably
hot summer day. It was a warm day, and my goodness, was that good.
Yeah, that's probably my newest favorite beer. It's kind of my go-to beer now. And the thing I think it's really unique is it's the first beer brewed with organic grains. USDA certified organic now. A little bit lower calories, lower carbs, so you can drink a couple more and be great. And it's just a clean, crisp, refreshing, super premium beer.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Well, let's talk about some other products.
Yeah.
We've got St. Patrick's Day coming up.
We do, yes.
I know you've got a product to cover that. One of us looking at that you guys, in fact, distribute would be on the Irish whiskey side, the Donegals.
Yeah.
And so I was going to ask you, and I know you may or may not be an expert in this, what makes an Irish whiskey? What distinguishes that from another whiskey?
That's a good question. So it's very similar. Mainly it's made in Ireland is the biggest thing.
Okay.
But similar process actually to Scotch. So don't think bourbon, think Scotch.
Right.
But using the aged bourbon barrels, usually from the United States that are shipped over. And Donegal's is a great product that's just, it's similar to the Jameson of the world. So that slightly sweeter Irish whiskey, and it's a great one on St. Patrick's Day. That, and then also if you're looking to stay on the beer side,
right,
but you want to stay stateside for choosing your beer, which I think is good, is the Breckenridge Nitro Stout is freaking awesome too.
Breckenridge Nitro Stout, okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting looking at all the different – now, some of these probably fall under that came in when as Anheuser-Busch grew with InBev and everything, some of the brands, but are some of them brands that aren't under that label that you guys picked up on your own?
We represent, since we're an independent distributor, we represent probably, I think we have about 80 to 90 different suppliers that within G&M. And so we've got some from, local brands like Iron Spike, Lena in Lena, Illinois, or Generations in Freeport, Illinois. So we've got a lot of local brands. And then we've got some more regional brands as well. And we're getting ready to launch Sun King from Indianapolis, Indiana, which is a fun craft brewery that's been in Indiana for quite a while now, but just emerging into Illinois.
Yeah, and what I thought, you've got Goose Island.
Goose Island's a great beer from Chicago. They've got some good beers ready to go for St. Patrick's Day as well. Okay. That's a fun one to tour if you're in Chicago.
Okay,
yeah.
Goose Island, I have to remember that. Blue Point, I mean, there's just so many, and I've heard of a lot of them, but some that I didn't know were under your guys that you carry were some that's been a long time since I may have had some, like Beck's, for instance.
Yeah.
St. Pauli Girl was one of my favorites back in the day.
Yeah, and St. Pauli Girl is great imported German beer. And for those that don't want the alcohol, I think St. Pauli Girl non-alcoholic is the best non-alcoholic beer on the market.
I didn't even know they had that product, wow, that's really cool. Adam Vitale is the president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. All right, so let's talk. What else you got as far as what's coming up on St. Patrick's Day? Of course, your favorite establishment or your favorite package store. What other products are we going to find?
So you're going to see, there's for St. Patrick's Day, there's a lot of fun things out there from Irish whiskeys. There's a few. Like I said, the Nitro Stout, there's a lot of craft beers that are geared. Some oatmeal stouts I think are good for St. Patrick's Day. And just a plethora of different brands out there. So your favorite stores are going to have all of that. Or go out to your favorite restaurant and, try when was the last time you had, some of these fun beers that you haven't seen on a regular basis?
Yeah, and now it's kind of cool that some restaurants here, Iron Spike's a prime example, this certain beer pairs with this type of food. You're seeing more of that now.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have gotten that in the past with wines, but now with beers.
Yeah, beer just pairs absolutely beautifully with food. And there's a lot of things, whether it's a light lager with something, fried and lighter, or that Budweiser in a burger, which is just classic, or even, an oatmeal stout with a steak. There's a lot of beer can hold its weight just like wine can with food.
And there's so much that's changed in that industry with all the different flavors being added, whether it's orange, even with Bud Light, even whether it's orange or whatever the case may be.
Exactly. And we're getting ready to launch Bud Light Lemon Tea.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be another great product for the summer. And, think premium tea and Bud Light. It's not a sugar bomb. It's brewed with real tea leaves. It's brewed with lemon peels. And then you combine that with the beer, and it's just a really nice summery, taste, and it's just a really refreshing beer.
So kind of a carbonated hard tea.
Correct.
Type thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kind of think of that. And then with some beer undertones as well.
When I was interesting on the tour talking about how they did some of the stuff, like you mentioned, the lemon peels or with the orange peels, how it's there in the bottom of the barrel.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think it's great with Bud Light is they're trying to use natural ingredients, not not a lot of, you know, no syrups or injections and things like that, and it helps.
All right. G&M Distributors, they've not only here in Galesburg, of course, you've expanded to Dixon, Illinois.
Correct, so
You cover a pretty good chunk of the state now.
Yeah, we do. We kind of go from the Iowa border, and we swoop up to the Wisconsin border. So about 23 counties in Illinois and two hometowns now, which is a lot of fun, and lots of customers. It's hard to keep up with everybody, but some great customers, as we've got here in Galesburg to all the way up to the Wisconsin border.
Since 1946, they've been – you got to be doing it right to be around that long.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Adam Vitale is the president, and so many great products. I think people would be amazed. I think, take a look at the website, because I think people would be amazed at the number of different products that you guys carry.
Yeah, we've got – so we've got over about 3,200 different items.
Wow.
Now, that may mean, a 12-pack of Bud Light versus a 6-pack in there, but within there, there's just so many different brands, and there's really something for everybody, whether it's a non-alcoholic sparkling water or your favorite bottle of wine or a ice-cold beer.
Well, speaking of, we mentioned water.
Yes.
One of the waters you carry is Voss, and I saw on your Facebook page that they're coming out with, and this one looks like, I just want to drink one, the orange strawberry Voss water.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that just looks delicious.
Yeah, it is. We're seeing consumers really migrate away from soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're starting to drink a lot more sparkling water, and so there's several on the market, and Voss is it's a great brand, very upscale, high quality, all from Norway, and they've got some their flavors are just when you drink their flavors, it's like you're just drinking a strawberry. They're just crisp and fresh and nice, no added sugar, zero calories, which is great. No carbs and.
Well, and that's the thing, and I do drink a lot of water, but some people, they just don't like it for whatever the reason is. So you add some flavor, or if it's sparkling, got that carbonation.
Exactly.
You feel like you're cheating and having a soda when you're not
at all. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great alternative.
Yeah. So many great products. I know we talked about some of the, the seltzers,
Polar, and then we had the Alta Paula seltzers as well, and those have started to pick up. I think, in the Midwest, we're so used to sweet things, and it takes a while to get used to it. I'll be the first to admit, when we got Polar, the first couple times I started drinking, I was like, boy, I don't know about this, but now I tried a soda a few weeks ago again. I hadn't had one in a long time. I'm like, oh my God, this is way too sweet, and went right back to the sparkling water.
Well, I think in some ways that is kind of like the first time you taste a diet soda.
Exactly.
That you can get used to it, but this is actually, it tastes much better than that, but it just takes some getting used to it.
No, it does.
You're used to drinking the sugar.
Yeah, I remember, transitioning to diet, you'd go to a fountain machine, and you get half regular soda, half diet, and then you'd migrate into that, and now it's like we've transitioned even into these zero-calorie, healthier products, which is great.
Kind of like doing a black and tan just the opposite way, going trying to get rid of
it. Yeah, it's the rather of a black and tan.
Adam Vitale is the president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Adam, anything else we need to know about what's going on with G&M?
Things are good. We're, always looking for great talent, but we're, still thrilled and proud to call Galesburg and Dixon our homes, and we're always looking to we're always looking for opportunities to expand. We're constantly trying to bring in some new products, and like I said, Sun King is one of many that we've got coming and or under negotiation, and so we're here to stay and trying to grow.
Well, and also, people may not know this. If you, for instance, I'll go to Hy-Vee Gas sometimes to grab some caffeine after I get off the air, and you see looking around for a snack, and you will see some caramel corn under the brand name Woody's.
Yes.
And that's actually a product you guys distribute out of Sterling.
Exactly. So Woody's is a caramel corn. They've got a caramel and cheddar corn and a white cheddar. And it's a local company, small company in Sterling, Illinois, that we formed a relationship with. And so we sell their products really throughout the northwest and central Illinois. And this stuff is just – it's addictive.
Really good.
It's really, really good.
It is.
It's rich.
I admit.
It's good. It's this is – if you're – this would pair well with a seltzer, so you'll feel better about yourself.
There you go.
But it's great stuff, all handmade, homemade. The cheese is from Wisconsin, right over the border, and they make the caramel right there with the brown sugar and butter, and they are not afraid to use butter, which I love.
Actually, might pair well with a Michelob Ultra Gold. Right?
Exactly.
For that matter. All right. So just some of the – just one of many, many, many products that the G&M Distributors handles. And if it's in your local store or at your local restaurant or bar, guess where it's coming from?
That's right. We hope it's coming from G&M, and we appreciate our customers and also the end consumers as well.
All right. Adam, thanks so much
for your time.
I always appreciate it.